Takes the shotgun snap. He's got time. Unloads it down the field. Avery wide open. Touchdown! Kansas City! Keenum gets sacked by Taba Ali, who came untouched and destroys Keenum for the fourth sack by the Chiefs. Center handoff, Charles play on the left side. Spins! Touchdown! Kansas City! Jamal Charles, his second rushing touchdown of the game.
Hi, everyone. The blood pressure is up throughout the Chiefs' kingdom. The schedule has been announced. Hi, everyone. I'm Mitch Holthus, voice of the Chiefs, along with former Pro Bowler and 15-year National Football League veteran Kendall Gammon. All right, this has turned into like Selection Sunday.
It has.
When the schedule was announced last night. And so the way it was produced, and everybody's like, wow, are we in the tournament or not?
Well, you're going all around the nation. You're getting different players, different GMs. They've really made an interesting production of it. It was fun. My family and I, we sat there, we ate dinner, and we watched the whole show.
Can't believe that Minnesota, I mean the Gophers. Oh, wait a minute. No, it's the NFL schedule. Okay, blanket statement, and I tweeted it out right away when I saw the Chiefs schedule, the way it was kind of front-loaded. Kendall, I said this. There's no wading into the pool. It's cannonball, jumping into the deep end.
Start
swimming as fast as you can.
It is. And, you know, that's the NFL, though. It's one of those things. If you can't control it, you just deal with it and you get about your business. And that's what I'm sure the Chiefs are going to do.
You sound like Andy Reid, which that's our biggest asset going into this. All right. Let's look at the preseason first, because it was announced earlier. And I'm curious on your thoughts of the preseason. We'll start at home. The Chiefs will entertain the Cincinnati Bengals. Then a Fox game on a Sunday night at Carolina. Back with Minnesota here at Arrowhead. That'll be on a Saturday game, a 7 o'clock kickoff. Then a quick turnaround because the Chiefs will go to Green Bay, which has become the annual fourth game. But that's going to be very quick, a Saturday to a Thursday. When you see the preseason, what do you see?
Well, you know what? I think Cincinnati, I like that game. Of course, I played for Marv Lewis with the Steelers, and I think he's always got a team ready to go. And I think he's got some questions he wants to answer, so that should be an interesting one. I point to that third game. I like Minnesota because, to me, the third game is the one where you really get as close to an NFL game as you're going to get, and I like the Minnesota matchup. I think we can learn a lot of things from that. But in general, the preseason is just so intriguing because you've got so many different things going on, and certainly with the Chiefs and some of the players they lost, some of the players they added, you've just got a lot of questions. You've got to find them out quick.
Okay, we're going to zoom through the entire schedule, and then I want to get your thoughts a little more in depth as we look at the schedule. And the first thing that jumps off the page, the Chiefs will have the toughest first six games, in my opinion, in the entire National Football League. Tennessee at home, then to Denver, at Miami, a 3:25 kickoff. There's no noon kickoffs here except in Tennessee. There's one noon kickoff before Halloween, I believe. And then a Monday night football game at Arrowhead. Let's just take a look now what's up after that. At San Francisco in the new palatial home of the 49ers. Then the bye week early. Then at San Diego to complete the tough first six games. Then St. Louis at home with a Governor's Cup game. And then the Jets at home that starts the month of November. And so here we go. At Buffalo again, the Chiefs have their unofficial division team. Buffalo, it seems like, playing them every year. The defending world champions come to Arrowhead Stadium. I think the decibel meters might be broken that day. Then back to Oakland. That's a Thursday night game. Quick turnaround here. That's the old Sunday-Thursday turnaround. And then Denver at home on a Sunday night game. So let's look at December. Andy Reid has been so good in December throughout his career. What do the Chiefs have in December? Here it is. Arizona, home game. Oakland home game at Pittsburgh, always going to be in the playoff hunt, and then closing things out with San Diego. Three home games in December to close out the year.
Big thing that stands out to me is the two division games again, week 15 and week 17. Again, priority is win the division games.
And then the NFL is looking at the Chiefs here. After the 9-0 start, 11-5 during the regular season, lost to the Colts in the playoffs. Everybody's going, now let's see what you've got, particularly with these first six games. What do you think about that?
Well, you know what? Those first six, when you look at it, certainly at Denver for a road game is tough. We know what Tennessee is going to be in terms of you got McCluster and you've got that storyline. I think the big thing is the Monday night game with New England coming in because that's really going to test you as well. And you think about that, you've got those two championship teams from last year or that played in the championship game coming in and testing the Chiefs right off the bat. And it's... I don't want to say it's survival mode, but it kind of resembles that a little bit. You can get underwater really, really quick if you don't take care of business early in the season.
Well, speaking of taking care of business, let's go back to the opening game against Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Yes, Dexter McCluster will come back, but I kind of like what the Tennessee Titans did during the offseason. They added Michael Orr on the offensive line. They added Sean Phillips. They got Wesley Woodyard, the linebacker from Denver. Chiefs didn't see Jake Locker last year. Probably going to see him here in the opening game against the Titans. The Chiefs were able to beat Dallas in the home opener, which I thought was significant. We saw what happened in 2010 when they won the home opener against San Diego. The importance of this game and getting off to a good start.
Well, Mitch, I think it's interesting that you bring up Jacksonville game last year because I see the similar importance here because you always want to get started on the right foot. But to me, Tennessee with first-year head coach Ken Wisenhunt, who I think is a great coach, while they've done some good things like you talked about, your first-year coaches are normally, I don't want to say in disarray, but they're getting things rearranged because they're there for a reason, because they let somebody go and things didn't go well the years before. So I think it's a tough test, but certainly a winnable game for the Chiefs and one that when you look at things, they really have to win.
I see a lot of parallels. When the Chiefs needed a head coach, Andy Reid was available. Godsend.
Yeah.
Titans need a head coach. Wisenhunt's available. They take him. I think Wisenhunt is underrated. I'm with you on that. All right. Then to Denver, week two. Now, what do you say about this one?
You know what? It's not easy to win in Denver. When you look at that, of course, lost twice to them last year. All-time record, 56-51. Denver at home last year, 7-1. So it's a tall task. But you know what? They're division champs, and they were in the Super Bowl. So that's what you expect. And again, it'll be a test early, and I'm looking forward to seeing how the Chiefs stack up on that test that Sunday.
I want to ask you about their improved defense because, to me, in the offseason, they get Aqib Talib to play corner. They go out and get DeMarcus Ware from the Dallas Cowboys. And then they get T.J. Ward, who's very underrated as a safety from Cleveland. How much did they improve their defense?
Well, there's no doubt that they figured out that, you know what, we've got an offensive team, but we looked at what happened in the Super Bowl, and they went defense, defense, defense. I'm still trying to figure out where the cap money came from. I don't know if they're operating under the same plan because they signed a lot of big names for a lot of money, and Peyton didn't give up any money either. But either way, to me, in a sense, they're almost mortgaging the future because they feel like this is the year that they want to do things.
That's interesting. Creative accounting. No, apologies to at Miami. That'll be the third game. But let's jump in town to a Monday night football game. Here comes Tom Brady to Arrowhead Stadium. And Brady coming to the Monday night football game. And I believe the last time the Chiefs beat the Patriots, it was on a nationally televised night game at Arrowhead Stadium. Here comes terrific Tom. Tom, terrific to Arrowhead.
Well, it is, but they were 4-4 on the road last year, so it will be interesting. We talked about this in the opening. If there's going to be a Monday night game where, you know, you always have a little bit of an advantage with the crowd and the electric atmosphere, and having played in several Monday night games with the Chiefs, it's unbelievable. It's unreal, hard to describe. And it's that extra energy that helps. And when you're going against a team like New England, I think that is a great advantage.
Chiefs are 6-3 in their last 10 games on Monday Night Football. And again, Arrowhead Stadium is one of the best venues for Monday Night Football. And you're going to bring in a team that's just been a consistent winner since the year 2000. And then a trip to San Francisco. Now, the 49ers have their new, brand new stadium, thought to be state of the art. Say hi to Rob Alvarino, our former 65 TPT compadre, now with the 49ers. But some think this is a team waiting in the wings to supplant their arch-rival Seattle and then be the preeminent team in the NFC.
Well, when you look at San Francisco and what they've done the last 3 years, being in the NFC Championship game, having been to a Super Bowl, you could talk the rest of the show on some of the things they've got going on. I think it's interesting that you look, there's a lot of guys on our team that have been cut from San Francisco. They've had a good flow of players through there. And if you look around the league, a lot of people have been picked up from San Francisco. They've been doing some good things there. So that will be a tough one as well at San Francisco.
Well, and speaking of storylines, it will be the national storyline of the week because Alex Smith will be going back against his old team. 49ers made the decision. We're going with Kaepernick. Even though they were 7-2-1 at that point, thank you, so that the Chiefs could have Alex Smith. But what about Alex handling that, and what about the enormity? Now, I'm going to ask you from a different standpoint. Mm-hmm. A teammate, Alex's teammate, because that'll be all the discussion. If you're Alex's teammate going into that game as a Chief, what do you go through?
You know what? I don't think you go through much. I've been through this situation before, and Alex is just on top of his game. I think as a teammate, you see what type of leader he is and what he's done, and I don't think it's going to really affect him much. Maybe it might. After the moment happens and after they win that game, it might sink in a little bit. But This is a guy, you and I have been around him in off seasons before, and he's just football, 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 and he's a consummate team leader in how he handles himself. And as little as it could affect somebody in this situation, I think that's what it will affect him.
And so the Chiefs have a rugged first six games, as they have then a bye week after just 5 weeks in the season. Last year was perfect. Half the schedule, bye week, second half. This one's early.
Right.
Your thoughts on having the bye week that early?
Well, you know what? Sometimes you like it when it's right in the middle, but once you get it out of the way and now you've got the last 11 games, you get in that cycle where it's week in, week out, everything's structured, and that's not a bad way to go either.
After the bye week now, things kind of different. You've looked at a 6-4-6 kind of breakdown. That next four games starts with the Jets coming to Kansas City. Your thought about New York visiting here?
Well, you know what? I just hope that Michael Vick, if he's the QB, and I expect that he will, that he remembers when he was with another green team and what happened there, because there was a monster going on, but it wasn't the green monster. It was the Chiefs' defense sacking him six times, so that would be something to hopefully stick in his memory a little bit, but that'll be interesting. I like our chances at home, certainly, with the Jets.
The world champions will come to Arrowhead Stadium, the Seattle Seahawks. And what about Seattle coming to town?
You know what? It is what it is. It's the Super Bowl champs. I always remember in my career, when you played a team that won the Super Bowl the last year, you're giving them their best shot, because that's what you're measuring yourself against, and that's something that they're going to have to deal with week in, week out, and certainly them coming to Arrowhead. I have a feeling that, like you said, Arrowhead's going to be wanting to prove the fact that, you know, it's not just 0.1 decibel that you're better than, that they may go up again and get it going, and it's going to be a hard place to play.
Chiefs may break that record twice next year.
They're going to get a dose of their own medicine. There's
Monday
no
Night Football,
that.
It'll happen. They'll break it. Yeah. And then when those guys come in to say, hey, do it again. And of eight losses in the last 2 years for the Seahawks, and a superb team, obviously, seven have been on the road. So they've been great at home and on the road. And, you know, you got a shot at them. Now, December. It's loaded with this division games. It's that way in all of the divisions in the National Football League. That's just the way the NFL does it. But let's kind of look at Kansas City's December, in specific, the division games.
Well, I think it's interesting. You talked about it. I think it's a great move by the NFL to have those division games clumped at the end. And really, the last six games, you're at Oakland, and then you have Denver, you have Oakland, and you have San Diego at home. So you can even go back one more game. But that's huge, because you want to set yourself up for that fourth quarter so you can get into the division and you can win those games. Because as we alluded to at the opening segment, you've got to win the division games. You've got to be plus in the division side of the thing to really think about winning this division.
The only two division wins last year for the Chiefs were sweeping Oakland. Now, Chiefs go to Oakland. It's interesting. They go there on a Thursday night. This is the Sunday-Thursday turnaround. The biggest win the Chiefs had last year, in my opinion, in the regular season, was beating Philadelphia on a Thursday night on the road. Here's Jamal Charles getting the bath from the black hole after one of his five touchdowns and just dominating this game. But what about playing Oakland specifically on the road, and it, more specifically on a Thursday night?
Well, I'd say this. It's never been hard for the Chiefs to get up for an Oakland Raiders game. So just because it's on Thursday night and they may have a crazy crowd, I think it sets up well. If you're going to play a Thursday night game on the road where everything's going to be a magnified, I like the fact that it's against the Raiders, because it's the division game, it's the Raiders, and you're so far at the end of the season that this game could really mean a lot.
What did Andy Reid, I know it was in September, this is later in the year, but what did Andy Reid show you, because they had a tough game against Dallas, it was a hard knocking game, then to go and play an emotional game on a Thursday night, the quick turnaround. When you've seen teams successful with that, what happens?
You know, you talk about Andy Reid. I think it's the leadership that he shows in terms of, it's just week in, week out. You never get too high. You never get too low. This is just how you do things. And I like that in a coach. And, you know, one coach that I had who I thought did that very, very well was Coach Bill Cowher. And we were very successful when I was with the Steelers. And it was because you knew they had a complete mastery of what's going on. And you always believed in that leadership, and I think that's what's going on with the Chiefs right now. When I talk to the players, they love Andy Reid because of how he handles himself week in, week out.
Okay, the Chiefs will be on Monday Night Football early in the year against the New England Patriots. They'll be on Thursday Night Football later in the year against the Oakland Raiders. They will be on Sunday Night Football at home against the Denver Broncos. And here he comes, Peyton Manning, week 13 at Arrowhead Stadium. But this time, it will be on the stage of Sunday Night Football in Kansas City. This game last year in these circumstances was in Denver. What about Sunday Night Football at Arrowhead with Jamal Charles leading the Chiefs against the Broncos?
Well, as you see Jamal there, and now you see Peyton throwing the ball. As you mentioned, they put a big emphasis on defense with bringing Ware in there, Tlaib, T.J. Ward, and they did get some offensive firepower with Emmanuel Sanders coming over for Pittsburgh to, I guess, take the place of Decker to a degree. This is going to be a charged-up game. I've played Sunday night games, I've played Thursday night games, I've played Monday night games in Arrowhead, and there is nothing like it. And I can't think of a better team than the Donkeys to come in and have to experience that.
Other than the painful loss to the Colts, probably the next most painful game was a loss at home to the San Diego Chargers. I still see Siri Ejiratutu catching that pass thrown perfectly by Phillip Rivers in a game for all intents and purposes the Chiefs should have won. Week 17, Arrowhead Stadium, holiday time. The importance that this game could have. Here comes Rivers again to Arrowhead, but this time to close out the regular season at Arrowhead Stadium. What do you see when you see San Diego Week 17 at home?
Well, you alluded to the fact that last year in that second half, if you don't lose your pass rushers, you've got a chance. And to me, I really think we certainly would have pulled that game out. So you just hope at the end of the season that your team is as healthy as can be so you can put as much pressure as you can on Phillip Rivers. He proved me wrong last year, Mitch. He grew as a quarterback, and I didn't believe it. I didn't think it would happen. He proved me wrong, and it will be interesting to see if he can follow last season up with a good year this year as well.
I'll admit it, and I had all those stats that he was overrated, but he proved me wrong as well. And San Diego didn't do a whole lot as far as adding or subtracting from their roster, but they did a good job of keeping their guys. Right. When I looked, they kept Reggie Walker, they kept Ejiratutu, Chad Reinhardt, Donald Butler, Daryl Stuckey. I think they feel like they like the core of the guys that they've got. Yeah, here we go.
You know, you say that. I think one problem they're going to have to address in the draft or free agency still is defensive tackle. I think that they've only got a couple true defensive tackles on the team right now, and certainly with the Chiefs and the way they can run the ball, that's an issue. So that will be a story that we'll certainly follow.
Schedule's out. We've taken a close look at it. A very intriguing schedule, one of the best home schedules in Chiefs history, quite honestly. But I want to ask you, seeing the guys come back this week, they were back for phase one of the offseason program. Man, there was an energy in the building.
There was.
What are you sensing here?
Well, I'm sorry, and I had so much energy I jumped in on you there. With head coach Andy Reid, he talked about it. You know, having the guys back, it just brings an energy to the building. It's very much, I think, to when colleges get back in session, all of a sudden the campus is alive with activity and everything. That's what you've got going around One Arrowhead right now, because everybody's excited. You came in that first year, you got things going. Now you want to see, can we continue this, and where can we take it? And certainly you hear people saying, okay, you can't follow it up. But as a player, you take that as a challenge, and I think that's what the Chiefs are doing.
Okay, well, here we go. And stay tuned. We're going to have, as we get closer now, the draft looms in just a couple of weeks away, and we'll get you ready for that and more. So stay locked in with us all year during the offseason here on this edition of Chiefs Live.